This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There have been so far no executive actions from the White House on immigration. During the campaign, of course, who comes to this country and how was a key part of the president's stump speech. Extreme vetting was the key phrase. Advocates for Syrian refugees in the United States point out properly that they are plenty vetted and that once they get here, they've got, as a group, a strong record of success. Studies show, in fact, that Syrian refugees are far more likely to own businesses than immigrants from other countries and than people born in the United States. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has that story.
13-year-old Obey Saidi is sitting on his living room couch in Brooklyn, taking part in an American pastime, daydreaming about what he's going to be when he grows up. A basketball player? A musician? A superhero? Nope. A dentist with his own practice.
I would want to be able to, like, put my hours, be able to, like, hire people to help me.
It's not the flashiest of career choices, but Obey, who moved from Damascus, Syria to Brooklyn with his family in 2012 because of the war, wants to be his own boss. He says it's a Syrian tradition.
People have in Syria have a certain pride that they don't like working for others.
Obey would be one of many Syrian entrepreneurs in the United States. 11% of Syrian immigrants to the U.S. own businesses, according to the Fiscal Policy Institute analysis. That compares to 4% of immigrants overall and 3% of people born in the United States. Obey's father, Mohammed, now a mechanical engineer in Brooklyn, owned a manufacturing facility back in Syria. He says this entrepreneurial spirit is born of necessity.
In Syria, when you work for somebody, for a company or for the government, the income is not going to be enough to live a good life.
In Michigan, Syrian immigrant Shadi Martini says Syrians also drill it into their children's heads that they have to be self-reliant.
Our parents will tell, don't rely on government. They won't help you. You have to do it by yourself. Government is not there for us. It's there for some peoples who are in high positions, and that's it.
Martini used to live in Aleppo, where he ran a hospital owned by his family. It was part of a network illegally providing medical care to wounded civilians who opposed the Assad regime. He left Syria in 2012 when that got too dangerous. There's a reason to think the percentage of Syrian immigrant entrepreneurs will drop. The latest numbers are from 2014. But most people who left Syria because of the war, some 16,000 refugees, have come to the United States in the past 2 years. Martini says the two groups are different.
Mostly people who left before was either to get higher education or to open new businesses. People who are leaving now, they had no choice. They had to leave.
Many of them won't have the resources to start a business, at least not right away. But Martini, who leads a group that provides aid to refugees, says they bring the Syrian ethos of self-reliance with them.
Their number one priority, and whenever you meet them and ask them, is how can I work? Because that's the way they knew in Syria.
David Disregard-Kalik from the Fiscal Policy Institute says arriving refugees also have an advantage, an existing network.
Syrian immigrants happen to be a group that have been very successful here, and so they can help in a number of ways to bring along the new refugees.
Even so, starting over isn't easy. In Brooklyn, Zubaida Al-Majazoub sets down a chocolate cake topped with strawberries on the table in front of her son, Obey, the aspiring dentist. They've lived here for almost 5 years, and Al-Majazoub says it's still hard.
The weather is different, the language is different, school is different, everything in the life different to my country. But I start again.
Like her son, she dreams of opening a business, maybe an import-export firm, this time in the United States. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.